It's time for What's in Outdoors, hosted by our good friend Phil Totten. Here on a Friday, you will be finding out what's in outdoors momentarily here. Our program brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12 near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And also by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, it probably is not around. That's how that works. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, where Chick Day is today. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Phil, good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Ron. I've had a bit of a cold this week, but things seem to be better today. I got out this morning, did a little bit of work in the wild space area and in the garden, and now just ready to talk some agriculture. I think that's been a theme this morning.
Little agriculture theme, okay.
A lot of people know what What's in Outdoors is all about in the way of giving away equipment and fishing poles and just getting kids involved and families in outside for a better inside. But we also offer scholarships through the Emporia Community Foundation. And so this morning I've asked one of our scholarship recipients to join me on the show, and that's McKenna Engel from Madison High School, class of 2024. So good morning, McKenna. How you doing?
I'm good, Phil. How are you?
Well, a lot better than I talked to you yesterday. At least I think I can do a show this morning. So, please tell us a little bit about yourself, McKenna.
Yeah, sure. So I live in Madison, Kansas. I've grown up going to the farm. We don't live on the farm, but my grandparents have a farm. And I've just really learned the importance of agriculture for going there. And so I'm involved in a lot of things. There have been through high school. I was in 4-H for 12 years, and I got the opportunity to serve as the club treasurer for a year and then the secretary for 4 years, as well as the Greenwood County 4-H Council secretary for 2 years. I've also been involved in FFA. I was a student council president, FBLA president, NHS secretary, FCA leader. And just doing all that has really given me a love for agriculture, and I just want to continue on with that.
McKenna, what makes it so special for you to go out to Grandpa's farm?
From a very young age, I can remember, we used to live in Chase County, and we would come Saturday morning to ship cattle, and so it's really just become fun for me to go to the farm, and this summer I'm actually working on the farm, and I've learned lots of new things. Wheat harvest is taking place, and so I've learned to drive the grain cart and bale hay, and before that, we were putting mineral out for cattle, and then shipping season is coming up. So it's just really fun for me to get to spend time with my grandpa and then my dad once in a while when he's there. And I've really just learned a ton about agriculture, and it's made me even more excited to study ag communications.
Do some of your days go from sunrise to sunset, McKenna?
Yes, that is true. I think it was Monday, we started in the morning, and we were going till dark, just cutting hay and baling hay, so yeah.
Well, how have these experiences influenced you to become a voice for agriculture?
I've just been instilled from a very young age that agriculture is really important, and I know that there's a lot of kids, especially these days, that don't know the importance of agriculture, and I do, which makes me just really want to tell them about it so we can get more people into the agricultural field and just keep growing it.
There's a lot of misconceptions these days about farming and what it takes to be a producer of the crops and the meat and everything that it takes. I think this is one of the things that we need to inform the public about, just what are producers do out there from sun up to sundown and how tough rural life is. Sometimes we that live in the city think they have a pretty easy life, but you and I both know
absolutely,
better than that.
Absolutely, yeah.
How excited are you to go to be going to K-State, McKenna?
I'm very excited. I'm a fourth-generation K-Stater, and my brother is attending K-State right now, so I'm excited to be with him for a year, but from forever. I've been going to K-State games and spending weekends in Manhattan, so I'm just really excited to finally be a student at K-State and just get to study what I love and be with people I love and the place that I love.
One of my best stories about K-State, of course, a lot of people ask me, Phil, I know that you grew up in Junction City, and you might have some aversions to Manhattan, but, you know, we overgrow a lot of things, or outgrow a lot of the things we feel in high school and that. But I am a diehard Jayhawk fan. Some people will try to put me to the test and say, well, Phil, what school do you like best between KU and K-State? And I'm quick to say, well, they're both fine universities. They both represent Kansas well. But I'd say that I did send two daughters to KU, and I sent a horse and two bird dogs to K-State. And you know, that horse and two bird dogs cost me a little bit more. But have you ever visited the campus very much and seen what all goes on over there, especially over down on Kimball Avenue where the vet school is?
I have been on campus quite a bit. Being in 4-H and FFA has given me multiple opportunities to go to campus, and especially the ag facilities. Last year I went to Cattlemen's Day at K-State, and we got to tour a lot of the ag facilities and just got to see what that was about. And I've also just been on just normal campus visits a couple times through school, and it's just made me really excited.
Well, McKenna, what are some of your hobbies? What are some of the things you like to do out of the academic world?
Yeah, so I enjoy hunting and fishing, but also I have started to love golfing. Last year I kind of took that up, and then our school got golfing this year. And so most evenings you can find me hunting, fishing, or golfing, and I think my family would probably agree with that.
Oh, I tell you, you're on a good course with golfing, no pun intended. That's one of the things that really I loved in it, and it's all about being with family and being in the outdoors. And I know you participate in archery, and just last year, I believe it was, your boyfriend introduced you to hunting. How was that experience?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, I sat with him in the deer stand all the time, just waiting for him to get his deer, and I didn't really have much desire to shoot one myself, but I enjoyed being with him and just getting to spend the evenings there. And then he got his deer, and then 2 years ago, I decided pretty late, it was early December, I decided, you know, I think I might want to shoot a deer. So we ordered a crossbow and got it set up real quick, and spent literally morning and evening in the deer blind just waiting, because my days were coming to an end with the season coming to an end. But I did get one shot December 27th, I think, so cutting it pretty close, but it just really sparked an interest for me, and I couldn't wait to shoot one again. But I have learned the importance of it, and putting mineral out and putting cameras out and checking the cameras, and it's just become really fun for me. And I always tell people, never in a million years would I thought that I would be a hunter, but here I am, and it's one of my favorite things to do.
How about photography, McKenna? Do you have a camera? Do you like to catch things with the camera's eye?
I don't have a camera, but it's something that I'm really interested in. And when we go out to check cameras or something, I really enjoy photographing the wildflowers and picking the wildflowers and working on the farm this summer. Also, I've actually started taking a few more pictures just because it's a fun memory to have. And the Flint Hills is also just beautiful, and you want to capture that.
Well, McKenna, I do want to thank you for being on the show, and congratulations for being a scholarship recipient winner from Watson Outdoors. And I think we made a very good choice. Best of luck in the future, and coming by Council Grove sometime, drop by and say hi to us at the marina. I do want to follow you in the future and just see how you progress. So thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Ron, that ought to do it for that first interview. Let's go to break, and when we get back, we'll talk about our summer-long family fun fishing contest winners.
All right, sounds good, Phil. What's In Outdoors is back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Blue Stem has Scott's Lawn Care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long, like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer, and it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Blue Stem's got it. Get it at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Make sure to get your car's air conditioning checked at Express Tire and Auto. Whether your AC isn't working or you just want to get it checked before your summer road trip, they have the tools and tech to take care of your car. Schedule your summer service today with Express Tire and Auto at 806 East 12th Avenue or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Stay cool and drive comfortably with help from Express Tire and Auto.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:36, and you're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Phil down at Council Grove. Of course, you think of Council Grove this weekend. Big Washunga Days activities. Phil, plenty going on in Council Grove here this weekend.
Oh, yes. It'll be rocking and rolling out there on the streets with all the trucks, the vendors, and I just love the Indian heritage, so there will be speakers along those lines and everything. And Ron, we are in, with McKenna, that's one of the things that makes what I do so rewarding to me, meeting students that have went through school and are now got sights on a career to help the world and make it a better place to live. And so I do wish that young lady the best.
Yeah, she was very good. A very good interview there this morning, Phil.
I think she could do my radio show.
Yeah, I think she could step in, fill in for you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, we are into our third week of our summer-long family fun fishing contest, and that's also so rewarding to me. And these kids send their stories in, and I get to meet some of them there at the marina, and they come in, and you talk about some tall tales. That's why I'm so much in love with photography, too. They got the pictures to prove it. So, of course, all we need is someone to send me their picture, a little story of their catch, and we'll be awarding prizes all the way till every Friday to August 15th. I believe it's August 16th. And, of course, we'll have five major winners, and that'll be focused on the pictures that I get. And then we have two other big winners. One will be a lifetime hunting or fishing license, and then a fishing trip with my buddy Joe Bragg. But this week winners starts with bass is Jason Bowen. He's 9 years old, and he caught it in a farm pond. And I'll tell you that farm pond fishing is a lot of fun. So you do need to go out and get you a walk-in fishing access book. You can get them there at the Wildlife and Parks, Parks office. And it'll let you know places in Kansas you can go fishing by just walking in. And when you do, please respect that farmer's and landowner's land. But it's been a very good program and very successful, and a lot of good fish are caught in those walk-in areas. Anything goes. That was a snail caught by Emma Stevenson. Emma's 7 years old. She's got a big, I can hardly see the snail, but you can blow these pictures up some. And she caught that snail at her grandpa's cabin here on Council Grove City Lake. So then we have Brennan Dinkle. Lennon's parents are school teachers over at Junction City, and she's 5 years old, caught a nice crappie here at the City Lake at Council Grove. We have our first three-time winner this year in Henry Miller. First week, he was a two-time winner in two categories, and this week he wins the sunfish. And Ron, our weekly winners are all picked randomly, and so that sort of eliminates him from being a weekly winner, but he's still eligible for the major prizes. And this kid has fished everywhere. I see him fishing up around Overland Park. He's fished in Milford. And this sunfish came from a pond over by Toronto Lake. And our big fish of the week, Ron, was caught by Liam Lauer, Hay Lauer's grandbaby. And it was Liam's 8 years old, and he caught a bragging-sized flathead here at the City Lake at Council Grove. And I've wondered how that fish got away from me all these years. It was somewhere in the 20 to 30 pound range.
Wow!
The only thing bigger than that catfish in this picture is a smile on Liam's face. Of course, we have our results up on the What's in Outdoors Facebook page, and just keep those entries coming. I think we're up to about 180 now, and we still got July and August to go. All right, let's go to that third break, and we'll wind up this week's version of What's In Outdoors.
All right, so Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local, back with more after this.
Make sure to get your car's air conditioning checked at Express Tire and Auto. Whether your AC isn't working or you just want to get a check before your summer road trip, they have the tools and tech to take care of your car. Schedule your summer service today with Express Tire and Auto at 806 East 12th Avenue or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Stay cool and drive comfortably with help from Express Tire and Auto.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Bluestem has Scott's Lawn Care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer. And it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Get it at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 841. This is What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten on KVOE, brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply and Express Tire and Auto. Studio North, down there at Council Grove Lake, and plenty of activities also at the Council Grove Marina. Let's get this week's outdoor reports and some fishing and lake conditions down there. Phil, how are things looking?
Well, the wild space area, Ron, has turned into a wild jungle. I might need to put the locator collar on Little Myrn when she goes out there. We got, I think, about 3 inches of rain, and it has really made things get big. And I just, it's like an Easter egg hunt when I take my camera and go out there and my picture this app, take the pictures of the flowers and things that are now starting to come out there. But we've had the rain, and, of course, the rain... Oh, I love fishing it when the lakes come up. Catfish has been going crazy. The crappie, not only here at Council Grove, Milford and some areas have been a tough case to figure this year. But catfishing is the ticket. You should be able to catch catfish. I think they're letting about 600 cubic feet per second of water out of the reservoir. So that does make some good fishing there at the outlet area. And I wouldn't hesitate on putting a worm on a jig head and throwing it out there against that west side where the sidewalk is, because generally some sawguy and walleye are picked up there too when they go down the tubes. But bass, the city lake really hasn't produced as many bass this year as what they generally does, but it has really outfished the reservoir in the way of crappie. There's still some nice crappie being caught in the city lake, and if you work your patterns right, you can catch crappie. Of course, the city lake is what you call a community fisheries lake, CFAP, and that all you need to do is come in here. You can, if you pass two tests that pertains to the lake on a computer to get it, is one of them is it's called an AIS now. It's aquatic invasive species instead of ANS, but you need to go onto your computer and get that permit. And then also Council Grove City Lake has its own water safety rules, and so you get those two certificates, you can put your watercraft onto this lake and fish with no additional fees as long as you don't go over wake speed, which is 4 or 5 miles an hour, or create a wake behind the boat. If you go any faster than that, they think you're recreating, so that way you do need to pay a city fee on that. Well, we've given away a lot of fishing poles, Ron, and if you know anybody, any youth that needs a fishing pole, have them contact me with Watson Outdoors. We do want to get more fishing poles and tackle boxes and less Xboxes into kids' hands these days. But I was in Emporia last Monday there at the library, and we participated in the Great American Worm Race. Everyone's down there and seeing the kids come there with their worms, and you drop them in the middle of a big target. And then the first worm that reaches the outside and crosses it in there is declared the winner. And was able to give a couple of fishing poles away there. Ron, today kicks off the Steve Williams Classic over at the at OP. Ebenezer Church puts that on. And people, you really need to go over there and see what goes on with that, support that program. And, of course, Washonga Day's here. Last Saturday I was over at Call Point Park in Kansas City, Kansas. It's right oh, it could be Kansas City, Kansas, or it could be the Missouri River where we're fishing. But winding down through that cement jungle and those streets, I was able to find it with me and my GPS. And I just think about Lewis and Clark going through there and seeing that without the buildings, and it's on the confluence of the Missouri and Kansas River. And there is some good blue cat fishing there. So I was able to meet our new Secretary of Wildlife and Parks, Chris Kennedy, there, and he helped us with that program. And so looking forward to getting Chris on the Watson Outdoors show. Well, Brian, that ought to do it. I'm going to do something for this road that don't really know what yet. But we'll get through it all.
Well, hey, keep up the great work. Sounds like the summer contest with the kids going really well. A lot of photographs. Get those entries in because there's still plenty of time to win some prizes. And Phil, I hope you can start feeling better there.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, anytime I wake up, I feel good, Ron.
All right.
Well, hang in there, and you take care. Appreciate
all right,
you.
Good talk to you. Phil Totten, host of What's In Outdoors here. KVOE Live and Local, all the great work that Phil Totten does. Good to have Phil on here. KVOE. Log on to KVOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors website. Phil has all kinds of great information and pictures always up there. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Let John and Jenny and that exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem does not have it, it probably is not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch. 846, 76 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, the Supreme Court is expected to release